producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, come on already. I am so sick of it. I am just sick of it. It's over. The Powerball, it's over. I'm sick of hearing about it. I don't want to hear about it anymore. And what is wrong with you people? Depression? Really? You guys are grumpy. Did you really think you could win? Come on. Let's move on into the rest of the month of January. There's still a $40 million jackpot. I know, chump change. I get that. But what is wrong with you people? Am I the only one watching you guys on the news and you know, seeing you cry? Whoa, crying. What? I've heard there was a lady who spent all of her money, quote unquote, on, I guess, the Powerball. Lost, and she has a GoFundMe page. And I think she made, what, $800? I gotta look that up. I saw that today on Fox 5. I was like, are you kidding me? Really? And people are donating. She made $800. Are you kidding me? All right, let's just, guys, so we can move on because we obviously have a lot more to deal with. I think there's a lot more important issues. Okay? You will not win the Powerball. I understand that there are three winners out there and they're running around, and I saw what one of the tickets looks like. I mean, I hope that's not a Photoshop. I mean, wow. And there is no way I know in high heaven that I would ever get all those numbers. Listen, maybe it's because I live in Vegas. Okay, we understand what gambling is. Gambling gives you some hope. And there are people, you have some people that maybe win $100. You have some people that win a couple thousand dollars. And then it gets everybody excited. Everybody wants to win money for free. I heard patients tell me that they are really feeling like this is their win. And they are going to win this Powerball. And of course I'm being nicer to them than I usually am, you know, because who knows, you know, maybe they'll buy me a new car. I don't know. You know, do you really like your doctor enough to buy her a new car? You know, I don't understand the frenzy. Again, I get it. I've lived in Vegas since 1981, off and on, all right, back and forth, because my father gambled. So, for me, I'm kind of immune to it. Yeah, I bought Powerball tickets, but I didn't sit there and fantasize about the house I was going to have, or fantasize about the hysterectomy I've always wanted, you know, or fantasize about the cosmetic surgery I need. I didn't do that. Okay, I always expect to lose. Now, mind you, all right, having an optimistic attitude towards things does make you a winner. You know, if you want to be a star on Broadway, you're going to be, you know, if you have the talent and you have the will, etc. I've learned very early on that that doesn't work with gambling. You may want your team to win so badly, and it doesn't. You may want those Keno numbers to hit, and it doesn't. You may want bingo. The praying. That's what blows my mind when I see prayers. See, I don't know about your particular religion, you know, but with mine, and again, I can't speak for everybody, you know, you don't want to waste a prayer, you know, to the Lord for, you know, something as trivial as a bingo game. Okay? You know, you want to save those prayers for sickness, for, you know, I never pray for money. I never pray for a job. I never pray for an affiliate. Now, I'll thank God, you know, like when Genesis Communications Network took my show, I did thank the Lord. I did. And then when they gave me Tom to run the show, I was like, uh-oh, Lord's not happy with me. sorry. Okay, anyway. But, you know, hey, sorry, Tom's man. Oh, no. He's going to hit the button. So, guys, come on, please. Okay? Just, you know, keep it real. And listen, I want to be rich, too. I think we all want to be. But our problems are not going to be solved. There's this article that has been circulating. There are 8 people whose lives have been ruined since the lottery. They bring up, according to NBCNews.com, Evelyn Basor Nay Adams. She won a $5.4 million New Jersey lottery, I guess, twice, bringing her total, I guess, wins to five. How did she win twice? Her luck did not hold up so well in Atlantic City. She gambled away her fortunes. They say she is 60 years old. And when she told the New York Post in 2012 that she was broke, working two jobs, and living in a trailer park, she said winning the lottery is not all it's cracked up to be. Now, I'm not saying misery seeks company, and for those of us that lost, we're going to feel better crying, you know, or you know, hearing that other people are miserable. But, you know, your life would not have been changed, okay? There's a Vivian Viv Nicholson. She, in 1961... won 152,000 pounds. I guess this had to have been in England, okay, which is worth about $5 million U.S. today. They said she, I guess, started to spend. And she spent, and she spent, and she couldn't pay her tax bill. Battled alcohol and depression. And then, unfortunately, she died in a car accident at the age of 27. No. I'm sorry, her husband died in a car accident at age 27. She died last April, age 79. Sorry, didn't mean to mess that up. There was Janet Lee. She was an immigrant, a South Korean immigrant. She won $18 million lotto jackpot in 1993. She started to spend it on philanthropy. She also contributed to Bill Clinton's campaign and Al Gore's campaign. But 8 years later, in 2001, they said she was buried in debt, and she had to file Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Her last filing says she has $700 in assets and $2.5 million in debt. I could go on and on. Do you guys want to hear more? Probably not. All right? I mean, some of us are like, I don't want to depress you, okay? But, you know, you... Okay, I know everybody's would say, oh, I'm going to be smart about it, you know, and I'm not going to spend it all on an Obama campaign. That would be smart, especially since he's not running. Okay, but I don't understand it. And you know, everyone's like, okay, we'll get a financial planner. No, financial planners don't know what they're doing. I'm actually a fan of financial planners. I still don't understand why financial planners still have to work, because if they're so good at, you know, handling money, why? But maybe it's because I really, really like to work. And I'm still a fan, because these financial planners, they know what they're doing. But you didn't win. Get over it. Okay? We got much bigger issues. More fish to fry. We're going to have Ron Futrell, political analyst, join us to get his entertaining take on last night's debate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, fights harmful bacteria and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free, 888-803-4438, and ask about this special offer.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, so one of my favorite political analysts joining us today, Ron Futrell, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for AVSite, which is a Las Vegas-based drone company, but my favorite TV personality. Hey, Ron, what's going on? How you doing?
Nothing bad could happen for at least the rest of this month. My Rams are going back to L.A., okay?
I know.
That's all that matters to me.
Amen. Right. By the way, he's also a sports analyst and sports broadcaster, too. You know, I was born in L.A., so, you know, having the Raiders and the Rams leave, I was devastated. So I'm a happy girl.
Well, I didn't really mind the Raiders leaving, because the Raiders, they were still Oakland. Anyway, but the Rams in 1946 were the first. They were the first L.A. pro sports team. Now, I'm not that old enough to remember when they first came, but as a kid, all I knew was the Rams, and the day they left to St. Louis, I was done with them. I just owned them, gone. I didn't care. Go ahead and win Super Bowls, Kurt Warner. Didn't matter to me. But then, now that they're back, I can be a football fan again.
I know. You know what? Much more exciting than, you know, yesterday's debate, I have to admit. Okay, I was expecting it to be a real sleeper, but it was kind of fun. What did you think?
Well, first of all, Carly Fiorina started off the pregame show.
Right.
By blasting Hillary and her husband, and she says, I actually like spending time with my husband. And her attacks on Hillary are priceless. She can hit her in a way that nobody else can, if you know my drift.
Right.
That was cool. Started out great there. And then, the six guys that were up on stage in the main events, I thought everybody elevated themselves. How about that
for an event? I know.
Even Jeb Bush.
He held his own. Agreed. I thought even Chris Christie. I mean, one thing we talked about months ago was how the Trumpisms used to be Chris Christie's ownership. He used to be the one that was very, curt and put people down. And, he did that to Marco Rubio last night, which people kind of like. They want to see, and I don't know if it's just because we want to be entertained or we want to see some energy. Unfortunately, Ben Carson didn't show that energy. He, made a couple jokes, but I would probably have to say Ben Carson, even though I think a lot of us liked what he had to say, he just wasn't as animated and didn't, get the fire that you saw from Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz or anybody else. Forgot about him. John Kasich,
from Ohio. Okay, yeah. one of the first things I learned in broadcasting school was that nonverbal communication is 70 to 80% of what we communicate is nonverbal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We say what we say, people hear what they hear, but how you look and how you act and what you do sends a more correct message, more exact message, unmistakable message. Okay, and this is what I'm going to talk about with Ben Carson, is Ben Carson with his hands folded in front of him and his shoulders a little bit slumped and sort of that meek look to him, and I know he's not like that. I've met him. I know him, I've associated with him. So I know he's not like that, but that nonverbal communication puts across a meek style. Compare that to Donald Trump, who grabs the podium, both sides,
with both hands,
and then puts one hand up when he's talking. And that difference does make a difference, the nonverbal communication. And that hurts Ben Carson. It really does. And that's him. So he's not going to change him at this point. You don't want to really change him.
Mm-mm.
But it's not something we would interpret as presidential, but it is, it's certainly, but I love Ben Carson. I love his policies, love what he does and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, I know. I'm impressed, like crazy.
Somebody said, would you like Ben Carson as president? I'd say yes. I'd say any one of those six guys. Well, maybe not Jeb Bush. Yeah, I'd even go Jeb. Any one of those six guys, if you could say right now, would be president of the United States at this time next year, because it is this time next year they would take office. I would smile and go, yes, I would happy with any one of them. Because who wants a socialist?
Right.
And we don't want Hillary and Bill.
Touching upon that, it also depends on the type of political arena and what's been going on. Right now, people are very, very nervous. They're very, very anxious. So I think somebody that seems to, because people always ask me, why is Donald Trump winning? Why? Where, how come Carly Fiorina fell in the polls? How come Ben Carson's falling in the polls? Because, people don't want status quo. And Ben Carson, with that look, like you said, that relaxed look, it looks like he's taking it all in. You could tell he's bright. You could tell he's extremely intelligent. But some people may misinterpret that as, well, he's not going to do anything. He's not going to change anything. He's not going to. Yet here's Donald Trump grabbing the podium, and shaking his bangs and, making the facial grimaces, and you feel like he's going to put some effort in there. I thought, by the way, it was a very interesting remark when he said that the kids can go ahead and run the business. Like, kids, go have fun. I thought that was a great line, by the way.
Yeah, so what are you going to do with your other businesses? I think it was Bartolome that asked him that question. And he said, yeah, you guys, you go ahead, run the businesses. You guys do do a good job with them, okay? And they'll do a great job with them. But you guys go on your way. They've been trained well. Do it, have fun, and go work it out. The battle between Cruz and mm-hmm. Trump over New York values
right.
was something that just that did not help Ted Cruz at all. And Ted Cruz should have known better because they've had that exchange before on a smaller scale. And they went ahead and he went ahead and did it again. And so Trump was able to call him smack him down. And I love Ted Cruz, too, mm-hmm. but able to smack him down on a larger level at this point. And use the New York values and tie that into 9/11.
Bringing in September, exactly.
He should have seen that coming and not gone there.
And I'm not sure what you don't alienate any state. Well, when that happened, you know, and I understand the whole birther issue. Ted Cruz was on top after that birther exchange, but once the New York exchange came, you know, and I looked at my husband and I'm like, I don't understand this. And he said, well, maybe Ted Cruz thinks, you know, New York is a lost cause for his campaign because they vote blue anyway. But the thing is I think a lot of us identify, you know, it's interesting. And let me just say this, and you could appreciate this from California. Okay. So I'm from California. I was born in LA.
Yes.
And I understand that California usually goes blue, and so when people, you know, sit there and go, well, you know, California and their liberal politics and all that, and you know, they go, you know, I get bothered by it, but I didn't get as bothered by somebody attacking New York, and I don't understand that if I've never lived there. I have family there. I've been there multiple times. I'm wondering if many people still look at New York as the heartbeat of America, and so somebody, you know, is criticizing it. It seems a little bit un-American. I don't know, and I don't want to say that about Ted Cruz because I don't think he's un-American. I think he's a great candidate. But I think a lot of us took that to heart, even though we're not New Yorkers.
Well, Donald Trump made it national when he tied in 9/11.
He became
a national. Hey, grew up in the San Gabriel Valley, grew up in the L.A. area, and was born and raised there. And so I can bash New York. I'm still mad that the Mets beat the Dodgers in the World National League Championship Series, okay? I'm not happy about that. I could go back to the Yankees beating Reggie Jackson and the Yankees beating the Dodgers back in the late 70s. Okay, I'm not happy about that still. But that being said, I will take it. And, yeah, Donald Trump made it national is what he did by tying in 9/11. As simple as that. And Ted Cruz knew he would do that, so I don't know. Now, he did it to get votes in Iowa. Obviously, mm-hmm. that's the main idea is Iowans look at New York in a whole different light. They look at in a light closer to what we made from Southern California. Mm-hmm. But that being said, it didn't work in this case.
Another thing that is very, very interesting is Huckabee had won Iowa twice. When he ran. And Iowa, I mean, I know how important it is. You understand how important it is. But, you know, when you look at what happens long term in these elections, winning Iowa, you know, isolating or alienating a part of the country to win Iowa isn't the best strategy because if you win Iowa, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win the presidency.
Yeah, refresh my memory. When did Huckabee win the Republican nomination?
I thought they won. I thought he won the Iowa caucus twice.
No,
I have to double check
Iowa.
Yeah. Just Iowa.
Oh, right. My point is he just won Iowa. Like your
right.
point is
right.
well taken there is that
yeah.
go ahead, win Iowa. And but it doesn't, you win Iowa doesn't mean you're going to win Nevada. Doesn't mean you're going to win South Carolina. Doesn't mean you're going to win those early caucuses or Super Tuesday or any of the caucuses. So,
exactly. Exactly.
Iowa.
Ron, always a pleasure to have you. Ron Futrell, again, Vice President of Sales and Marketing. We've got to talk more about drones because I love what you do over there, but we got to have you come back. He's Vice President of Sales and Marketing for AV Site. And Ron, thank you so much for coming on. We really, really appreciate it.
Yes,
take care.
Please check out for fun. Check out our website, avasite.com. Thanks.
Avasite.com, guys. All right. Thanks, Ron. You take care.
Thanks.
1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, they say bad things happen in threes. And I thought, you know, we already had enough bad things. And, you know, I was listening to the radio today driving into work, and somebody was saying celebrity deaths happen in threes. So they were talking about Renee and Jaleel, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Celine Dion's husband, passed away at age 73 after a long battle of fighting throat cancer. Then Alan Rickman, you know, from Die Hard, the bad guy in Die Hard, and the Harry Potter movies, died after battling cancer at age 69. And then they had said David Bowie would have been then the third. I guess, no, the third in this cluster, unfortunately, is Dan Haggerty of Grizzly Adams. TMZ, or the Hollywood Reporter, is reporting that Dan Haggerty has died at the age of 74. The kind of husky, you know, bushy-bearded actor. Many of us just remember Grizzly Adams, and wow. I'm not really sure. I'm just kind of getting this breaking news now, so I'm not sure what happened. Too much. In too quick a time. Alan Rickman, of course, the British actor that, I mean, would send chills up our spines. I mean, you know, Die Hard, one of my favorite movies ever, by the way. I mean, I know you guys think it's Back to the Future 2 and Ted. No, it's not. Die Hard is probably, and not because I had such a crush on Bruce Willis, but it was just such an amazing movie. I love it when the hero is humble. You know, when somebody's like, okay, well, I'm, you know, a bad bud, and I could just go in and shoot everybody up like Rambo. Okay, those are cool, but they're not my favorite movies. I love some humbleness, like I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, and, you know, can I really, really handle this? And, you know, I'm a good cop, but am I this good? And so, you know, when you saw Alan Rickman in those, and, you know, he was in many, many other movies. I really didn't see all the Harry Potters, but he was obviously very, very gifted. And so, you know, saying goodbye to him was sad. And then, of course, Celine Dion's husband, we've been watching him fight cancer for a long period of time. From what I understand, Celine Dion, I guess, will not be performing in Vegas until February. Because, of course, she's in mourning. She's had she has three children with him. She's 47. He, unfortunately, had died at age 73. Yes, it was a shock to them. The family does, of course, you know, wish for privacy, and I don't blame them. Guys, you know, while you have each other, while you, you know, stop, hold each other, love each other. I'm really impressed with the way Celine Dion, handled the family and her career during this time. I think she's a real class act. And, of course, our prayers are with her, as well as the family of Alan Rickman and now the family of Grizzly Adams, Dan Haggerty, and David Bowie. Okay, no more. Please, just no more. Has not been a good week. Some more bad news in the economy news. Walmart is closing 269 stores. They are going to close these stores across the globe, including 154 in the United States. We're going to find out which states, obviously, over the next course of the week, next week. The world's largest retailer, though, will open 405 stores globally in the coming fiscal year, but they're shifting towards super centers and more neighborhood markets. They say right now, 16,000 employees are going to be impacted by the store closings, about 10,000 of whom are in the U.S. Now, I don't know if that's net, the loss of staff. You would think if they're going to open 405 stores, that will offset from 269. But they're saying right now it's going to cost at least 10,000 jobs here in the United States. Stifel Nicolaus analyst David Schick told investors that Walmart's thoughtful review of its real estate portfolio is evidence it's undergone an evolution in its approach towards physical stores as it aims to reposition the business longer term. I don't know whatever happened to the Walmart Express. I don't think I ever saw any. I remember years ago they wanted to do Walmart Express, and I think they also wanted to have Walmart, little medical offices. They're supposed to be very small stores. They're more the size of a dollar store as opposed to the Walmart Supercenter. I guess this was started back in 2011. Then they tried to rebrand it as Neighborhood Market in 2014. Now, why is something like this newsworthy? Well, obviously it's newsworthy. It's Walmart, but why would I talk about it? Walmart obviously is like my number one go-to store. I mean, I go there for everything. And Walmart had been, I told you guys this story. I'm such an idiot. Now, Walmart's been around for years. I think it even started back in the late 50s, early 60s, technically the company. But here I am in the 90s, And Walmart still wasn't really in my neck of the woods, you know? I knew Kmart. I knew about Gemco, although Gemco was closing down. And, you know, we knew about big grocery stores, but Walmart wasn't, you know, in my neck of the woods. And my college roommate, not my college roommate, my medical school roommate, said that he wants to buy stock, you know, with some of his student loan money. And I'm like, I don't know much about stocks. I mean, really, you're going to take that risk? Okay, and yeah, he's a smart business guy. You know, now it makes a lot more money than I do. And he goes, yeah, you know, I found this stock, and I really think you should invest in it. Okay, and I'm a medical student, right? And I'm like, what stock is that? He goes, well, it's this company called Walmart. I go, that's a stupid name. He's like, I don't know. It looks really, really promising. Like, they're going to have stores all over. So I think it's going to be a good buy. I'm like, no, it's not going to be a good buy. That's a stupid name, Walmart. Come on, please, save your money. Such a dunce. I didn't have the money anyway. I was waiting tables while I was going to medical school. What would I have invested in Walmart stock? $20? And what would it be worth now? I know. I'm an idiot. All right. Well, hopefully more stores get built. I don't really know much about the Express. I don't really know much about going to a nurse practitioner or a medical provider in Walmart. But I got to tell you, a lot of people, including myself, really like the optometry center they have. You know, I mean, it's really kind of cool. And it's really convenient. You know, for some of you guys that, you know, want to, I guess, you know, have a less expensive way. You know, LensCrafters are a lot of times in the malls. Walmart opening up, you know, an optometry site. I think that's great. You know, many people ask, when should you see an ophthalmologist versus an optometrist? These optometrists are very, very well trained. But I usually work very closely with ophthalmologists in town for my patients that have, you know, surgical issues, diabetic retinopathy where they have bleeding, you know, in the retina. And, you know, we need to correct that because obviously diabetes can cause blindness, hypertensive retinopathy. Now the optometrist can do many, many tests. And we've kind of talked about the depths of what they can do, but your ophthalmologists are your surgeons. They're the ones that do your, you know, cataract replacements. They're the ones that treat your glaucoma. They're the ones that you know, treat your eye, you know, diseases. And so even though optometry in the field of optometry is growing by leaps and bounds and you know, these optometrists are very, very well fit for what they do, you will, you know, it, as a generalization, many times for regular eye care, regular for eye checkups, regular, you know, contacts and refractive issues, you know, your optometrist is fine. But, you know, once I diagnose somebody with diabetes and high blood pressure, I usually hook them up with an ophthalmologist in case treatment has to be instituted for some of the damage that's being done. And many insurance companies may pay for the ophthalmologist for a medical issue, whereas they won't pay for the optometrist because they don't cover vision. So that's another thing you need to look for. What will your insurance cover? Because many of you that don't have vision coverage, you can't, you know, get your glasses, you can't get your contact lenses. However, you are allowed to have a medical visit for your eye. And then that would be included under an ophthalmologist. So, you know, really, it really varies depending on your state and what your insurance company covers, et cetera. But, I mean, I'm very, very happy with both fields. I think they're, and both specialists, I think they're awesome, and they do wonders for my patients. So, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, this is going to be fun. I wish, man, I wish I would have thought of it. Tom gets credit for this. Okay. Let me preface you guys what we're going to do. Okay. One thing we do in psychology, and I understand, I'm not a psychiatrist. You know, I'm a family doctor, but we do a lot of psychology and psychiatry in the office. And one technique we do, okay, you know, like a lot of you guys, you don't understand why I can't stand Obamacare, you know, why I may be more fiscally conservative than I am, you know, why I have problems with socialized medicine, and, you know, sometimes couples will fight or families will fight on a variety of issues, and one technique we do is we switch sides, and we have you argue, you know, like you pretend to be your mom, and the other one pretend to be the kid, and then you kind of listen to each other. Well, Tom suggested, because of my attitudes towards socialized medicine, that we do this trick. And Tom suggested that I argue a case for socialized medicine, and he argues a case for getting rid of Obamacare and flushing it down the toilet and never letting it come back ever again because we don't want to see its ugly face. So, all right, Tom, I think that's a great idea.
Why, thank you.
Okay. All right, so you go first because I can't think of anything.
Well, I'll start off with my own plights with the Obama system. To begin with, I do swing kind of left, and I do think that some form of social health care system is decent. That's my personal belief. However, today we're going to talk about my situation with it because it's very not okay.
So you are going to be arguing against Obamacare.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
so here's my situation. The middle class and the lower class, I think, what is it, middle class is $25,000, according to my friend here, Scott. So middle class, and between making nothing and being middle class is a very fine line. But I just barely make it over the $25,000, so I don't qualify for most of the benefits. But I still have to pay for it. And so I've tried to sign up for the healthcare just because I don't want to be taxed at the end of the year. You know, it's going to be $900 this year for me.
Wow.
But if I go get healthcare because I'm not poor enough, I actually have to pay for it. And the amount that I have to pay is close to $1,000 a month for healthcare. So do I pay $12,000 for healthcare that I haven't even used this year? Or do I just pay them the $900 to get them off my back because they're greedy and tax hungry, you know? So I just pay the $900 at the end of the year. And that's why it's unfair. I do think that I'd like a healthcare system, but I don't want, I'm not paying for something that I can't benefit from. I am totally hosed by this entire system. I am outed completely.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been trying to tell you the whole time. Okay, I'm supposed to argue the other side.
Yep.
Okay. I'm glad to see the light. Okay. All right. Okay. So what is if I was on the left, well, what is positive about the whole Obama? Oh, you know what I could say? I know what I could say. Nancy Pelosi accessorizes kind of nicely. Okay, your turn. Okay, I'll be serious. Okay, I'll be serious. Oh, I'm sorry. It's so difficult when you have so much hate. Sorry. See why a psychological, session is very, very helpful for all of us. Let me see. What is a positive about socializing medicine? Oh, this is hard.
You can use. We don't necessarily have to use Obamacare as a representation. You can go and use a Scandinavian country or something. Just remember that it is a different demographic and a different populace that you've got. So
I got it. I think there should be clinics available for anybody to be able to walk in and get care urgently, so they aren't running around spreading communicable disease, running around with an insurance card with a high deductible that doesn't have, you know, they can't. I think a system where there are free clinics out there available for people to go in and get seen is something that should be an American right. We should be able to have health care for anybody that, you know, is on our soil. You know, I don't even care what their status is. They should be able to get treatment because otherwise they're going to make everybody else sick or they're going to get sicker and then be in the hospital. Okay? Okay? God, I'm sweating. Okay, your turn. What else, Tom?
I'm actually at the same point now. I mean, aside from my own testimonial, I got my mom's stories, but they're your argument, not mine.
Why? Because I'm as old as your mother?
No,
oh,
no, no.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding? You're 20 years younger than my mother. My mom is like... you're even younger. You're more than 20 years younger than her. My mom's like 65.
Okay, okay. Just move on.
No, wait. Forget I ever said anything. I'm just gonna mess it up. This is why I don't have a girlfriend.
You never do anything right.
Now you know what this is. No, you see what you're doing, guys. You see what Tom's doing. He's doing another psychological technique. He's doing distraction. He doesn't have anything more positive to say towards a conservative approach to healthcare. So he's trying to distract us with this whole mama thing.
Don't tell them. Now they know.
Come on, you got to fess up. Something positive about destroying Obamacare and not letting it ever resurface its ugly face again.
Well, I think that generally anybody over $25,000 a year will probably benefit from it if their company doesn't have some sort of health care, and companies themselves wouldn't have to be scrambling to try and find a health care system to help out their employees. It just seems like a big paperwork mess that from employee to employer to even whoever's doing it in the government, whoever has to sift through all that paperwork, it just sounds terribly ugly and messy, and it's not even a proper healthcare system. It's half designed between a decent socialized program, not a great socialized, an adequate socialist program, and then like just a steaming pile of excrement.
You know, okay, I think that's good, and since I have no more to say on that, we'll end my part there. But listen, here's the thing, and I'm going to give you this. You know, when many people talk about, well, the rich get richer, and the poor get poorer, and I think a lot of us saw that. Like in our poor days, there was just no way to get ahead. There was just no way to get ahead, and there was always something throwing you back. And unfortunately, and it's not just the healthcare system. It could basically transcend to any aspect of our economy. But you and I guess the guys at the network were having discussions, on Marxism, socialism, etc. And you had said, depending on how somebody grew up, they may have a different political flavor or inclination. So like somebody who was poor may be more inclined to be more conservative.
Yeah, they want to keep that money. They don't want to have to share it. I mean, they earned it. They struggled through all the strife and terrible things they had to do to get where they are. And they don't want to have to share it with somebody who just sat on their butt and was like, I'm homeless. Give me money. And, they have a point. That it's not fair. That it is not fair. And I think that is the question or the word to define what politics tries to do. Fairness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say, somebody who has basically, gone through a lot of the stages, and I'm very honest about mine, I have definitely oscillated. You have your core values that make you either conservative or liberal, etc. But then from a political standpoint, you'll waver. And I think a lot of us will. Though a lot of us that have, experiences on both sides. So, like, for example, I mean, I worked for the EPA, and so I have a lot of love for our environment. And so, I love to vote more, for things for the environment. But then also, I mean, I understand that, with climate change and all that, extra taxes or giving more money to the government to fix something that they can't fix is ridiculous. And so that would be more conservative. And so, what I've noticed, and I think you've noticed, is you can't stereotype. Depending on what you've experienced, depending on what, you've lived through and what you've seen, you're going to have either a distrust for the government or a trust in that policy. But
exactly.
Tom, always awesome to have you join us. All right,
fun.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.